This is The Green Room, a weekly conversation about arts and culture from Interlaken Public Radio. I'm David Castleman. And you're listening right now to IPR's Valentine's Day playlist on Spotify. The mixtape is a perfect companion for your romantic weekend or for whatever you're up to. And there's a link at interlakenpublicradio.org, by the way. And this week's show is all about mixtapes, basically homemade albums on all kinds of formats. The Green Room's in-house essayist Aaron Selbig has some memories of making mixtapes in his day.
I've been making mixtapes since I was in junior high in the mid-1980s. That's when attempting to woo girls became a thing. It usually involved the sappiest love ballad I could find. In the 80s, that meant Air Supply, Phil Collins, maybe a little Richard Marx. In those days, I had to record songs when they played on the radio, so I'd hover over the little General Electric tape deck my parents got me for my 12th birthday, and I'd wait, and wait, and then boom, finally, True by Spandau Ballet. It got a little easier to make mixtapes a few years later when I was stationed overseas in the Army. I bought this big Magnavox boombox that had a dual cassette recorder. That meant I could record mixtapes from other tapes. I was obsessed with making mixtapes for my sweetheart back home in the States. I spent hours curating each tape, making sure one song led logically into the next. You know, you don't want to follow the Smiths with Metallica. Making mixtapes was a way to fill some of the loneliness I was feeling at the time, and a way to connect with people I loved a world away. I kind of feel sorry for kids today. They'll never know the tangible magic of holding plastic cassette tapes in their hand, popping them in the tape deck, and then having to rewind them with a pencil after they get eaten. You just can't do that with a Spotify list.
Digital formats like Spotify and YouTube and iTunes are the way most young people are making mixtapes today. IPR's Kate Patello and I sat down with a teenager to talk about how things have changed.
Veda Diagro Roop is a sophomore film student here at Interlaken Arts Academy, and we asked her to make us a mixtape, or in this case, a Spotify playlist. Thanks for being here, Veda.
Thank you for having me.
So who is the person for whom you made this list? What's your target audience?
She is a crush that I had earlier this year. We are now friends, but if I went back in time, this is the playlist I would have made for her.
So what went into the choices for the playlist?
Well, I thought about the first things that we talked about when we were first hanging out, and we introduced ourselves, and we automatically started talking about what her favorite music was. And through that, I learned that her favorite song is I Don't Trust Myself.
I will beg my way into your garden, and then I'll break my way out when it
rains. And I had shown her West End Kids, which was at the time my favorite song, so kind of wanted to put those in to start off the playlist. And then I thought about, because she's a VA, and what music would I want to draw to, and what music could she also draw to.
On the freeway, Sarah says that it's not much further, 'cause the sunlight on.
And so that's how I kind of chose the rest of the songs.
VA is visual arts?
Yes.
Are there any of the songs that you think have, like, secret messages in them of something that you intended to mean something?
Yes. Well, I was thinking about them and I was looking at all the lyrics. I was trying to hint that these are my feelings towards you. Listen to the lyrics. Know that this is why I'm giving you this playlist. Well, hypothetically.
Is making playlists pretty popular, like, among your friends and kids at school?
Yeah, I know that a lot of people make Spotify playlists and everybody shares them with everyone, but I don't think it's really a very special thing because you can do it so quickly. I had a friend who made a mixtape on Spotify. Well, it's not a mixtape, just a playlist for another person, and it was a public playlist, so I could see it. I could listen to it if I wanted to, and I'm pretty sure that goes the same way for this playlist and all other ones made on Spotify. So I just don't think it's as special because it's for everyone.
What's your favorite thing on this mix?
My favorite song is Teenage Crime.
Who's that by?
Adrian Lux.
And why is that your favorite song?
There's very few lyrics in it, but I think it's something like, we don't sleep when the sun goes down, something like that. And that was just one of the things that we both don't do. We don't sleep at night. And I don't know, the lyrics and then the whole rhythm of the song just kind of really related to what I had in my mind. Making up for teenage crime.
That was Veda Diegro Roop talking with Kate Botello and me.
You know, I think the never-ending problem with the human condition is our ability to communicate.
Hrishikesh Hirway thinks about mixtapes a lot. He is a musician and the creator of the hit podcast Song Exploder. Hirway says mixtapes are a way to tell another person how we really feel.
So I think the purpose of the mixtape is to really, like, bridge the failures of language and shyness and whatever else might be keeping us from being able to fully express ourselves.
This has been The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Michael Culler engineered our show today. Dan Wanchura is our producer. Sally Isley is our executive producer. And be sure to check out our Spotify playlist. There's a link at interlochenpublicradio.org. I'm David Castleman, and thanks for listening. Did I get a kick out of you?